Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I enjoy the company of multilingual people, one of whom speaks 7 languages fluently, and me trying to master English. It's hard to impress him, but I try. I use words like anti-disestablishmentarianism. Laughter is good. When my German friend Mogi attempts to pronounce squirrel, or my Asian friend Sam goes to work on the word entrepreneur, I can hardly hold it together. When I've been in Asia, they had plenty to laugh about when I attempted their language. My American friends say, Calloway, say out. Ooh, I was just ootin' a boot my garage, hanging beaver pelts, eh? Well, they love that. My books are translated into other languages, and mistranslation is drop-dead hilarious in any language. A menu in Delphi, Greece should say bowl of salad, but it says soul of ballot. I like that. In a Japanese airport, luggage disembowel. In a restaurant, keep table clean after dying. Thanks for your corporation. On a breath mint package, gives you strong mouth and refreshing wind. Yes. Here are some mistranslated signs in China. A sign by a slippery floor says, carefully slip and fall down. Yes, it is important to wipe out gracefully. A sign by a river reads, carefully fall to the river. This sign discourages loitering. Dying right here is strictly prohibited. On the door of a hotel room, no smoking the bed. I would have tried smoking beds when I was a kid, but they're going to be tough to get your lips around. A keep off the grass sign reads, do not disturb, tiny grass is dreaming. Ah, that's kinder than the one that says, I like your smile, but unlike you put your shoes on my face. An emergency exit sign reads, honorific guest, while meeting the fire alarm, please do not multiply by use the elevator. But may I use the elevator as long as I not multiply? A time or two in 5th grade, the teacher had us play a game called gossip. You had a circle of about 10 people. The first would say something like, my panda eats bamboo shoots, then whisper it to the person next to you. That person should whisper it to the next person, and by the time it traveled through the entire group, it had changed. The last one thought you said, your mother wears army boots, and a fight would break out. Well, how often do we hear news about a person from a 3rd or 4th or 9th party, something that doesn't measure up or build the person up, but we pass it on anyway? I've been guilty. Most rumors are nothing more than truth lost in translation, but they ruin relationships and reputations. Remember, one who gossips to you will gossip about you. Gossip, says Proverbs 16, is spread by troublemakers. They plant seeds of strife and separate the best of friends. Next time you're tempted to jump on the gossip train, remember 2 products that can change everything. The first, duct tape. Make a decision today that you won't say anything negative about someone who isn't present to defend themselves. Use duct tape if necessary. When you determine not to gossip, you will only lose friends you shouldn't have had in the first place. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupt talk come out of your mouths, but only what is good for building up, that it may give grace to those who hear. The second product, a megaphone. Spread good news loudly. If someone's name comes up in conversation, think of something good about them and tell the others. You'll be amazed at what happens when we stuff what's evil and spread what's good. And each time you hear gossip, remember the warning on that breath mint package. Today, my friend, may you have strong mouth and refreshing wind. A little boy wrote, dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman. Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.